Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
And welcome to episode 28 of the Front Row Podcast. I have Tyler Briggs and Stephen Burns. How's it going, guys?
Good. So good to see you, buddy. Burns, it's great to see you as well. Thank you for having me both on.
Yeah, you guys too. Yeah, thanks, Don.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys think about the juniors coming up?
Burns, you take this one here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be good. I'm pretty excited to have some hockey on TV that we can watch. And I think it's going to shape it up to be a pretty good tournament. There's a few pretty strong teams. So, I'm pretty excited for it. I think Canada's got a really strong team this year, 21st rounders or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I was reading the other day, so I think they're probably the heavy favorite. But, yeah, it should be good.
Yeah,
That was crazy to see because I think I saw the stat line and is it the most first round picks ever on a junior on the team?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Like there is like I'm pretty sure like the second most ever was like 14 or something like that. Like it wasn't even close. Like that's a team with some pretty strong pedigree. Mm-hmm. And like you did say, I'm just excited to have some hockey to watch on TV, and I think that, the juniors is already kind of a cash cow, but like they're really going to cash in this year because people are so hockey deprived. It's, I think the tournament is, there's always pressure on Canada, but I mean, they're defending gold this year. They won last year. Yeah. So I think it's going to be, there's not a lot of returning players on the team, is there?
I think there's a decent amount. Yeah. Just kind of going off the top of my head, I know Doc is back, McMichael's back, Byfield, Mercer, Cousins.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Byram is the only returning defenseman, I think.
Oh, Drysdale played last year.
Drysdale, that's right, yeah. And then I can't remember if – I don't think Harley played last year, Thomas Harley. But, yeah, and then their goalies are all new. But
does he have a motorcycle? Yeah.
He might. I don't know.
What's interesting too is I don't want to compare this team to the one that played in Grand Forks in 2005, but that team was a totally stacked team, and I believe that both the goalies, at least the two that were dressing, now I don't know if they ever played an NHL game. I don't know. Jeff Glass ended up playing a little bit later for Chicago, but I think it was Jeff Glass and like Rajan Beauchemin, I think was the other one.
Really. Yeah, Canada's goaltending hasn't been, like, they haven't had a ton of guys that have gone on to have, like, really stellar careers.
Yeah.
Aside from, like, Carter Hart. It's the only guy I can think of off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, at least lately, hey? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, even if you go back and look at a guy like Zach Fucale.
Yeah.
Like, he was big stuff when he was on Team Canada, and then he hasn't even really cracked the AHL, let alone.
No, I think like I'm pretty sure he was playing in the Spengler Cup last year.
He was, yeah.
I think he was, yeah. Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, you were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, interesting. Don, what do you think of the tournament? Are you excited for it?
I'm excited for it. Like a lot of people, I can't want to watch hockey right now because it's the time of year. And
playing NHL 21, only, you know, you can only do that so much.
It doesn't fill the void.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it off Rookie Dawn and make it a little more interesting. But
I play All-Star, man.
I only play on Pro, so you got me there. No wonder our games are getting closer.
Pro's the way to go. My games
go Superstar, like I'm always am.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, before we move on, nice to see Cole Perfetti crack the squad. That was, I mean, we were all kind of hoping he would, and he's
a few Winnipeg, Manitoba connections. We were talking about earlier. I don't think there's any Manitobans on the team, but obviously him being drafted by the Jets, Peyton Krebs, captain of the Ice, and then Schneider playing for the Wheat Kings as well.
And Fally.
It's kind of nice to see.
Fally, who our draft pick last year, Valley, he got onto the juniors with Finland.
Oh yeah, Heinola and Nikkanen as well. Yes. Both got on Finland.
Oh, Nikkanen. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So, awesome. What do you guys think about the upcoming season for the NHL?
I think it's going to be like something we've never seen before. Just because, you know, obviously the weird situation with the pandemic and having to split the teams into different divisions, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that works out. And I'm pretty excited to see an all-Canadian division, if I'm being honest, so that'll be pretty fun.
It's like something that I don't think anybody ever thought would happen.
No.
Yeah, and yet I think anybody, ask anybody in Canada, like that's going to be a really, really cool thing. I mean,
to be playing a good time
every single night. It's a strange one, you know. It's a really, really one, but excited for it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure it'll sow more division between Western and Eastern Canada with everyone. You know, everyone hating on Toronto and Montreal for being the big fish in the small pond that is Canada. So, it should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I would have never thought we'd see anything like this in our lifetime. And then you've got the American divisions are so split. Like you got St. Louis playing in the same division as I think Florida or something like that.
Yeah,
it makes sense geographically and all that, but it's just something I don't think we ever thought we'd ever see. Like I mean, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, you know, it's something new, and anything new, I think, at this point is really exciting.
Yeah. Look, I think the NHL did a good job with the bubble, so I assume they'll do a good job with this as well.
Go ahead, buddy.
Chicago, Minnesota, St. Louis, Nashville being like central, and they got like took that central division and kind of split it into like three divisions. Yeah. Moving like Winnipeg to Canadian, then St. Louis to the Atlantic or wherever it is, and then Minnesota to the West. There's like same thing with Colorado, like more like to the West Pacific. Like it's kind of same teams are not playing together. You always see the same teams together.
Yeah. I remember years ago when Detroit and Columbus moved over to the East. I guess that wasn't years ago, but I guess that was like 6 years ago now or something like that. But I remember when that happened, I kind of thought that if they were to stick with like the five team divisions, I always thought that after Winnipeg moved, I always kind of thought Nashville would have been the team to move over to the East just because of like their proximity to where Atlanta, Georgia is. Like Nashville's so tucked into the Southeast. But they're a central time zone. So they ended up, I mean, the way they did it, I think was perfect. But a lot of those teams that have been in the West for years, even St. Louis is kind of far further east, you know, like it's, the travel's never really been easy for the teams in the West. And I mean, a team like, I'm not sure how they're going to do the bubbles this year, but I mean, if they were not to, I mean, a team like Vancouver, like, can you imagine their travel, how it would be in a Canadian division like that? Like, man, their travel is bad in the best years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could actually benefit a team like Winnipeg from a travel standpoint because they're not making the, you know, the back-to-back in Nashville and then the next night you're in Minnesota or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see how they're going to work this out. I'm just really happy we're going to get to see, you know, well, 56 games is, I think, more than, you know, I probably could have hoped at this point. I'm just
really excited. I was thinking it was going to be about a half season, so 56 is pretty good.
56 games is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah, I definitely approve.
They're looking at a special day in January.
It's fairly quick. It's supposed to start on my birthday, which is incredible. I love that. I love 13th. That a lot. Yeah, like nothing, oh, nice. nothing good happens in January ever.
Hey, it's true.
Yeah. Just cold.
You came in January. That's something good.
Yeah, I know. Nothing since then, right? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like every January, there's this little like glimmer of light on the street that I live on because it's my birthday. But
it's just been a terrible month since then until now.
Yeah, exactly. Now. And it's usually like minus, like my truck usually doesn't start on my birthday. And just at least we'll have some hockey, right? I'm pumped, boys. I'm really pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. So, Let's get into the interview I did with Lori, who's a professional wrestler from the Europe. And she's supposed to be scheduled to fight here with the local CWE, with Hotshot Danny Duggan. But that got postponed because of COVID. So
let's... Wait, she was supposed to fight him?
No, like in the company he runs, not him personally.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's cool.
Okay. So yeah, it's like she's supposed to like wrestle in his promotion, in the springtime, but it got canceled due to COVID. So let's get into the interview. And I'm here with Lori, who is a professional wrestler from the UK. Thanks for joining the podcast.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
How did you get into professional wrestling?
Oh, that's been quite a long time ago. When I was about, let's say, 13 years old, my brother actually got me into it. So I never heard of wrestling before. And that was just like, okay, what is it? So you just explained it, showed me, and I think I got into when the WWF Attitude Era just started. So from there on, and I've just been hooked ever since. So
yes, WWE is did SummerSlam over there years ago with one of the headline guys was the British Bulldog. Did he have an influence on you joining, or help influence the person that helped you, or?
Just to clarify something, I just live in the UK, so I'm actually German, so I'm not English. Yeah. the British Bulldog, to be honest, he just was like, he just had a personality. I personally, like I say, I started to watch the Attitude Era, and I started to watch the old WWE stuff, like the 80s and stuff, quite after that. So I learned quite late about all the old school stuff. But now, thinking about it, I'm really happy I did. So I can't really say that he had like... an influence on me, but I like watching him.
So who would you like to wrestle from the past and current roster in WWE or wherever?
That's always a good question. If I would have had the chance from the old school girls, I would have loved to get in the ring with Sensational Sherry, because she was a quite big influence in my career as starting out as a manager and learning from her. Luna Vachon would have been another one. From the current rosters. Oh, dear. I would love, if I would really, really have the chance, I would love to get my singles match with Mercedes Martinez. I would love to get in the ring with her. But to be honest, anyone, they all have different styles, they all have different energies, so I think it would just be interesting to get in the ring with anyone from the current roster, to be honest.
Yes, female wrestling came a long way compared to a male-dominated sport. So it's nice to see female wrestlers in the main event or on the top level, right? So it's nice to see.
It's very nice. I'm quite happy that how far the females have come. It's like, it's not this like bra and panties kind of things how it was back in the WWE. They all train hard, they all work hard, and I'm quite happy that the female division got so far how it is now. I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah, so yeah, as I'm happy that someone like Becky Lynch, who's from Europe and now she's had a baby with this born, so excited for her and them, and it's a big deal, like, for the industry.
It sure is, yeah. I mean, in the end, they're all just human. You know, that comes apart from in every wrestler, female or male, where they go, like, I would like to have a family now. I personally can't speak of that because I won't have any babies. But yeah, I'm happy for them, to be honest. And if she's coming back, who knows? She might be even stronger.
Yeah, and WWE has that WWE UK thing in England there. And have you ever gone to a wrestling match before COVID?
To watch it?
Like the WWE UK?
Yeah.
Have you been to any matches that you watch? Or?
I haven't watched any live shows of WWE UK yet. I follow it on the internet, but I haven't watched any live shows yet. I was lucky enough to be part of the ring crew at one point when they run in Norwich. So I was part of the ring crew building the ring and stuff, but I haven't seen any of the events.
It's like the time difference is like hard to like to watch it live. So I usually tape it and watch it later, and because it's like 6 hours difference between where you're from and where I'm from. So it's exciting.
It is. I mean, even now when WWE or NXT puts any pay-per-views on, or they usually run them on a Sunday, I think, depending which pay-per-view it is and if it's NXT or not. But I just watch it like the day after. So I'm not staying up for watching the event live, but I just watch it the day after on the network.
Yeah, so I like how wrestling is expanding everywhere. So like it's in Japan, Canada, US, overseas, like, so it's exciting to see, like, they're bringing in new talent from everywhere, and like, so then they're trying to have pay-per-views.
I'm quite happy that there's like a variety of like different nationalities, but I still think they need a German, so I'm available.
Yeah, so it's like they're trying to reach out like to the different countries, right? So to bring in new talent, new people, so it's exciting. So I like one day it's like,
hopefully. Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah. And have you been, like, I see you've been on tour with CWE earlier in the springtime. How was that coming over here and wrestling in North America?
Well, it was supposed to happen. Because COVID happened. To be honest, I was really, really looking forward to come over to Canada and tour for CWE. My partner, Robin Lekima, has done like 2 tours for them already. And he just said, like, right, on the next one, you're going to come with me. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we talked to the promoter, to Danny Warren, and he was like, yeah, sure, why not? And it was supposed to happen, and I was looking forward to it. And I was like, yes, I can finally get to North America and like wrestle there on the tour. And then all my dreams and hopes got crushed when it got announced that everything just got canceled because COVID happened and it was too dangerous. And I was just heartbroken. I was like, oh my God, I was supposed to do this tour and now I can't. So it was really devastating.
Yeah, so I've been to a couple of shows for CWE, and I saw Hotshot, Wrestle, and those guys. They put on a great show. So when everything goes back to normal, hopefully you can come over and wrestle for them. And
well, that's definitely the plan. I remember when the spring tour got cancelled, and then it was like, okay, we're just going to reschedule to the fall. And he was just like, yeah, you're just going to be on the fall tour. And I was like, all right. So I was looking forward to that as well. And then obviously COVID still happened and the fall tour didn't happen. So not just was it devastating for me to not make the tour, but I felt sorry for CWE and the crew for not being able to put this tour together. A lot of people think like, oh yeah, it's just the promoter and he just runs the shows. No, that's Denny's life. That's his business. So he lives off putting the tours on. And I felt really sorry for him. But he said, like, if everything is open again and we're allowed to run, I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't wait for that.
When it goes back together, back to normal, hopefully he can get you to come over and wrestle on and see what you wrestle. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so
I hope to see you there.
Yeah, so I watched some of your matches on YouTube, so you're great at what you do, and hopefully
thank you, I appreciate that.
One day I hopefully see you in person and see you get a victory.
That will happen, don't worry. You can't get rid of me that easily. Yeah. I just come back.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for coming on and have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me and hope to see you soon.
We'll see you soon. And welcome back. And thanks to Lori, who gave me a great interview. And she's German, not English. She corrected me a couple of times on that. So let's get into some trivia. Okay.
Let's do it. Love it.
Okay. True or false? Did Paul Stastny, brother, play for the Moose?
Yeah, and Stastny, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's true.
True.
Yeah.
Did Little score the game winner in the Heritage Classic?
True.
True.
I think so.
Yeah, it was like
the one against Calgary.
Oh, last minute of the game.
Yeah.
Or like last 3 minutes or something. And point shot on the blue line.
What's that?
I think it was from the blue line, like high slot.
No, Kyle Connor came down on the wing and he passed it over and he scored.
Nice.
And did Little get the first hat trick of the return of the Jets?
True. I think I saw that on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he did.
He did.
Yeah, I'm gonna say true.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, good.
Against Colorado.
It took like what did it take, like 5 years almost? Four years?
A couple years, like 3-4 years.
Yeah, and then right after he got it, I think Matty Perreault scored four.
Yeah. I remember Ehlers getting one in his rookie season.
Because
I remember Ehlers, the day before I saw Ehlers, and I wished him good luck in the game, and then he went on and got a hat trick.
There you go. They should hire you.
Yeah, he's pump-up man.
Yeah, man.
So, and then this part is, like, who said it?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Are you going to play, like, a clip or
stuff? I don't have that.
Yeah, you should play a clip. That'd be unreal.
Like, I wish I could. I wish I could do that, but I can't.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I interviewed three previous guests. So I took answers from them, and and you guess who said it?
Oh, okay. You said you were gonna do this.
Yes.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
And you told me to be prepared, and I'm absolutely not prepared.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if I get any of these.
Yeah.
Who said Andy Sun is the best dresser?
Who said Andy Sutton is the best dresser?
Yes.
Oh, boy. That was recently.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a... Oh, man. Come on.
This guy, you listed him on TSN Radio.
I listened to him on TSN Radio?
The Josh Green?
No.
Oh, that's a great guess, though. It wasn't Josh Green?
No.
No way.
It's on TSN.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Jamie Thomas?
No.
No?
You didn't ever interview Trevor Kidd, did you? Was it Trevor Kidd?
No. This guy only played for Atlanta Thrashers.
Shane
Knighty? No.
Dude, I don't know, man. JP. JP VJ.
Oh.
I was like, come on. He interviewed a Thrasher, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, man.
Who did JP VJ say who's the worst dresser?
Who did he say was the worst dresser?
Yeah.
Kovalchuk.
No,
Kovalchuk would probably look pretty sweet.
Yeah, he'd look sharp.
Can you give us a hint?
His initials are BS.
BS?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. Because he only ever played for Atlanta. He never played for anybody else.
No.
BS.
Oh, and the guy's last name is one of the chipmunks.
Simon?
Yes.
Ben Simon?
Ben Simon.
I had no idea.
And who did JP VJ say who the funniest guy on the team is?
Atlanta? Ray Ferraro.
No.
He'd be the grumpiest for sure.
So this guy holded longest streak. The last person, the last Atlanta Thrasher to hold a hat trick. He scored the last hat trick for the Atlanta Thrashers.
Oh, I know who that was. Was it Eric Bolton?
Yes.
Because he scored, Eric Bolton scored a hat trick on Marty Brodeur, and the guy had scored like 3 goals in his entire career.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, honestly, I still have nightmares about that, Don, actually.
My God.
Sorry. Who said Taylor Hall is the best dresser?
One of your interviews, I thought I heard that Taylor Hall was the worst dresser, but I guess I was wrong. Yikes. Best dresser. Was it Jamie Thomas that said that?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Was it someone that played with him?
Yes.
Okay. Josh Green didn't play with him, did he?
Who?
Yeah, I think it is Josh Green.
Is it?
He played for the Oilers for a little bit, didn't he?
Way before, I think.
Yeah, it was before.
Oh.
I don't know, Don. Come on. Honestly, I don't know. I'm scrolling your episodes here. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Come on.
Oh, Eddie Lack.
Eddie Lack.
That's right.
Who did Eddie Lack say who's the worst? Dressing.
I don't know. Yep. And this was on the Devils, right?
No. And when Eddie played with them, Vancouver / Moose.
I know this one, but I'm forgetting.
The Burrows? Is it Alex Burrows?
No.
Vancouver / Moose?
And this Edler? Guy has a Moose bobblehead, too.
Ooh. Corey Schneider.
No.
Wade Flaherty?
He would have been gone by then, yeah.
No, yeah, Flaherty was gone too.
Yeah. I don't know. Forward or D-man? Can't what does his you. Name rhyme with?
Is forward or D-man? His first name is also a player who's from Manitoba and plays with Philly.
Mm-hmm. Plays with Philly now?
Not now, but like he has to share the same first name. Who's from Manitoba?
Sanheim. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was going to say the only Manitoban I can think is
Nolan
Baumgartner. Nolan Baumgartner.
Oh, bomber.
And who did Eddie Lack say who's the funniest?
I think if he met me, he would say probably me, but...
Yeah, I like that answer. I'll go with that, too.
Yeah, the funniest.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I don't know.
Wow, not sure. He played for...
You didn't lie when you said to be prepared here. Holy smokes.
Anaheim, Vancouver, and played with the Moose. And he's currently, like, from the last season, he was on Sportsnet.
Ryan Kessler. Kevin Bieksa.
Kevin Bieksa.
Yeah. Bieksa, as Don Cherry would say. Bieksa.
And
Bieksa and Lalongo.
Lusick.
Who said Horkoff was the best dresser?
Oh. That would have been Josh Green.
Yes. And who did Josh Green say the worst dresser is?
Was it him? No, he's pretty... He thinks highly of his dress code. Mm.
He said he always wore like a 4 or 5 button suit.
On what team?
Edmonton.
On Edmonton. Oh, dude, yeah, I don't know.
He's a very popular player in Edmonton.
Ryan Smith.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that now.
I could see Ryan Smith like showing up in like jeans and an untucked shirt.
And
I can totally see it. Or like a dress shirt with no tie, untucked.
Yeah.
Just hair all over, hair still wet from the shower.
Yeah.
And
shorts on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who did he say the funniest person is?
Georges Laroque.
No.
No? Oh, boy. Yeah.
I never really heard of this player until he said he's the funniest, so.
He did, eh?
Yeah.
Josh, what did he say would be the funniest? I don't want to ooh and ah too much here, but.
I think he's, if I looked him up, he was head coach for the Grand Ruffin Griffins at one point.
Oh, boy. And was it on Edmonton as well?
The Blashill? Jeff Blashill?
No. It was Rem Murray.
Rem Murray? Oh, I haven't heard of that guy.
Yeah.
I remember him, like, vaguely. There's been a lot of Murrays, you know?
Yeah.
It's a common name.
I remember Glenn Murray, the mayor of Winnipeg, but he also played for the Boston Bruins. I remember him.
Yeah.
Scored like 50 with Joe Thornton, and then Joe Thornton got traded, and he was like, ah.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Chichu scored 50.
Chichu did it, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Chichu got traded to Ottawa.
He did get traded to Ottawa. You know where he's from?
I don't know. Moose Factory. Cat you too.
Moose Factory, Moose? Ontario.
Moose Factory.
Look that up. Moose
Factory. That's a great name.
Yeah, it's like the John Hamm commercial. Suzanne Marie, whatever that is.
So, who's the guy's predictions for the winning the Stanley Cup?
Oh, I have no idea. I think I still got to wait till they officially approve the season, see where the rest of the free agents end up, because there's still a lot of really good free agents out there.
Like the top two defensemen right here.
If I had to just go with who I think right now, I mean, they always seem to disappoint, but Toronto's good. You know, Boston and Tampa are going to be good again.
Yep.
I'd say probably those teams and Colorado. Colorado, actually, I think is going to be very strong this year.
With the division alignment, like, I think there's been a, I don't have it in front of me, but the one with the majority of the Atlantic teams or the Metro teams looks especially strong. Like, I think Buffalo, like, New Jersey is supposed to be better. Buffalo is supposed to be better. Then you've got, like, the Rangers, Islanders, Penguins, Flyers. I think the Caps are in that one as well.
Yeah. Well, the Flyers, yeah. I think the Flyers are going to be pretty good this year, too.
Yeah, so. That's a competitive division. I don't know if they, any of them all will end up going all the way, but I could see Toronto easily coming out of the Canadian division.
Yeah, I think I would say Toronto's probably, by a pretty healthy margin, the best team in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say with Colorado, I mean, I think a big reason for that would be the fact that they would have, I mean, Vegas would probably be their biggest competition.
Yeah.
If they're separating that division, I mean, the Ducks, Kings, Sharks, and Coyotes are kind of meh.
Yeah, that division is a little bit weak, you know.
Yeah, so I could see Colorado kind of running the table there, except for maybe Vegas. Vegas is pretty
Talking
good.
Talking about the Ducks, are you going to watch the new Ducks movie or TV show?
I'll probably give it a shot.
Oh, they're coming out with a series?
A series?
Yeah, it's kind of... It's similar to, like, Cobra Kai, where it's set, like, 30 years after the movies.
And Emilio's back in it, too.
He is, yeah.
Coach Bombay?
Yeah, I'll probably give him a shot. See if it's any good.
Thank you for keeping me on your Disney Plus subscription, Don. That's really nice. We were watching the planes, not cars, but planes the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's really, really nice that, you know, after I've had a couple beers, it's nice to sit back and just have Simpsons on demand. Like, I thank you for that. I've waited for that my entire life, so I appreciate it.
Simpsons, and I use my sister's Crave to get some South Park. That's always pretty good, too.
How nice is that?
It's great.
Were you craving South Park?
Yeah, I am.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. He's always in there with a dad joke, that Don Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Right on the tape.
Yeah. All right, gents. Okay. I think I got to hop off. Oh, drop my phone. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, thanks for having me on, Don.
Yeah, thanks Appreciate for coming it. On.
Yeah, no problem. And take care, guys. It was good to see you.
Drive safely.
Yeah, you too.
Stay classy.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.